Today on the Interlochen Collection, we revisit a concert from August of 1977, celebrating the 50th camp season at Interlochen. On the program, three works composed and conducted by Howard Hansen, including the world premiere of his Sea Symphony for chorus and orchestra. That's coming your way on the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. In just a bit, we'll hear Howard Hansen conducting three of his compositions with the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in 1977, during the 50th camp season at Interlochen. But first, here's some background. Howard Hansen had conducted at Interlochen during the camp's very first summer in 1928. And in 1931, campers in the orchestra gave the third ever performance of his Symphony No. 2, the Romantic Symphony. Hansen had given a portion of this symphony to Interlochen to use as its theme. Right now, here is Howard Hansen conducting the National High School Symphony Orchestra in 1959 in the first movement of his Symphony No. 2, the Romantic Symphony.
Thank you.
the first movement of the symphony that provided the Interlaken theme, Howard Hanson's Symphony No. 2, the Romantic Symphony. The composer himself conducting at Interlaken in the summer of 1959 with the National High School Symphony Orchestra. We'll now move ahead in time to a concert from Interlaken's 50th camp season that featured three pieces that Howard Hanson both composed and conducted. The concert we're hearing took place on Sunday, August 7th, 1977, at 8 p.m. This entire program had been performed earlier in the day during a recording session that was later commercially released. But what we're hearing is the live concert version that was broadcast on Interlaken Public Radio, or what was called simply WIAA at the time. As the 80-year-old Howard Hanson took to the podium to conduct three of his works, IPR host Edward Catton gave this introduction for the radio listeners.
As if to disprove the idea that a prophet is not without honor save in his own country or a composer save in his own lifetime, Howard Hanson is a much-honored musician. He has more honorary degrees than one can quickly list. He is a fellow of Sweden's Royal Academy of Music. He has won the Pulitzer Prize, the Ditson Peabody National Association of Schools of Music, Music Teachers National Association, and National Music Council Awards, among others. He has been commissioned to write works for the Koussevitzky Foundation, the New Orleans Philharmonic Orchestra, UNESCO, the 100th anniversary of the National Education Association, the 50th anniversary of the Music Educators National Conference, and the Cleveland Orchestra, again, among others. And he is one of the few living American composers to have an opera produced successfully by the Metropolitan Opera, as a result, in fact, of a Metropolitan Opera commission. The headlines at the time, February of 1934, spoke of a stirring ovation, reception most enthusiastic of 10 years at the Metropolitan, and of the 50 curtain calls which resulted. The noted American musicologist of the earlier part of this century, John Tasker Howard, described Howard Hanson's music this way. Hanson's style, he wrote, is best classified by the much-used term conservatively modern. He believes in the constant expansion of harmonic, melodic, and rhythmic idioms, but his innovations have their roots firmly planted in the classics. Hanson is not a chauvinist. He is not an advocate of a nationalist school. To him, American music means music written by Americans. Howard Hanson is coming to the podium here in Kresge Auditorium. The audience is rising to greet him, the orchestra applauding him as well. Dr. Hanson bows to the orchestra, turns now and bows to the audience, shakes hands with Glenn Block, who assisted him to the podium. The audience still on its feet, applauding for this giant of American music. And in just a moment, this concert by the National Music Camp's World Youth Symphony Orchestra will continue with Howard Hanson conducting his Pan and the Priest, the symphonic poem, Opus 26, for orchestra with piano obbligato.
Howard Hanson conducting the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in Pan and the Priest. You're listening to the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. As we mentioned earlier, Howard Hanson had been conducting student orchestras at Interlaken since the camp's very first summer in 1928. He was 80 years old during this performance that we're hearing from the summer of 1977. He had to use his cane to get up on the stage of Kresge for rehearsals, and a student helped him onto the podium. His colleague George Wilson, who was head of the camp at the time, told Hanson's wife Peggy not to worry because he thought as soon as Hanson did the downbeat, he'd lose 40 years. Hanson said that was absolutely true and that music had that effect on him. Here is Howard Hanson again leading the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in the rhythmic variations on two ancient hymns from August of 1977.
Thank you.
Howard Hanson leading the World Youth Symphony Orchestra on August 7th, 1977, in the rhythmic variations on two ancient hymns. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Last but not least on that concert, Howard Hanson led the World Youth Symphony Orchestra and high school choir in the world premiere of his Sea Symphony, which featured texts of Walt Whitman from Leaves of Grass. The piece was the Joseph E. Matty Alumni Memorial Commission, and it was given to the National Music Camp at Interlaken on its 50th anniversary in memory of the camp's founder, Joseph E. Matty. Hanson has said that his age didn't bother him at all when he was writing the Sea Symphony. In fact, he'd been wanting to write this particular piece his entire life. And when he finally got to do it, at the age of 80, he didn't have any trouble at all. He said that it came out as if he were 25 or 30 again. He said he had no inhibitions, he didn't really even need to work on it. He just sat down and out the piece came. The World Youth Symphony Orchestra and the high school choir gave the world premiere performance of the Sea Symphony under the composer's direction.
That was A Sea Symphony for Chorus and Orchestra by Howard Hanson. In this, its world premiere performance by the National Music Camp's High School Choir and World Youth Symphony Orchestra, Howard Hanson conducting. Dr. Hanson has just risen, turned, is bowing to a very enthusiastically applauding audience.
This is the Interlaken Collection, and we're listening to portions of a live radio broadcast that took place on August 7th, 1977, featuring the world premiere of Howard Hanson's Sea Symphony. We'll leave you on this week's program with a statement that Howard Hanson made earlier that evening, just prior to the start of the concert.
Once in a while, in this age of materialism, science, the nuclear bomb, we are afraid of the arts, the gentle things of life may be forgotten. But when you hear these young people in this marvelous orchestra, in this wonderful chorus, in the bands and ensembles which are playing all over this campus, you come to the conclusion that the United States is a pretty nice place after all.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Listen to our episodes anytime at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks in part to the Association for Recorded Sound Collections Classical Music Preservation Grant, generous support from our listeners, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. Thanks to Michael Culler for audio engineering assistance. Eileen Ganter provided research support. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and executive producer. This is Interlaken Public Radio.